Knowing your rights is a great first step.
And asserting your rights is even better.
Hi, I'm Danny Glover, and you are tuned into WPFW Washington, your station for jazz and justice.
I'm Daffo the Flower with the God Glow Up.
I'm Jay Barber, everybody's uncle and father. We're here offering a sanctuary for queer folks. Here, we believe God is for everybody. This is the Fellowship Hall on Inside Out.
Yes, indeed. The Inside Out Collective is one of the only LGBTQIA+ focused shows on terrestrial radio. It illuminates and celebrates the rich diversity that is the LGBTQIA+ experience. We are proud to be a part of the legacy of cutting-edge public affairs programming on the one and only WPFW, home of Jazz and Justice Radio. Inside Out airs every Monday at 6 p.m. on 89.3 FM and WPFWFM.org. We thank you for your continued support. WPFW is where the truth is told and the community is uplifted. So we have no corporate sponsors. All we have is you, the people. And for that, we thank you. So on today's episode of the Fellowship Hall, we are talking about centering joy and love in a time of hate. Yes. If you want to join the conversation, go ahead and give us a call at 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. And share with us how you are centering joy and love in these hateful, wild times. Okay. What's going on, Jay? How you doing?
I'm good. Can't complain. I have been in the gym.
Yes,
it has been great. Been loving this conditioning and strengthening boxing class that I'm taking.
Yes.
It's been my new thing, and I've really been enjoying it. So how have you been, Daffo?
I love that for you. I, too, take boxing classes, and it's very exhilarating. Like, you got to choose which trainer you going to mess with, though, because some of them be trying to kill you. I'm like, this is attempted murder. I didn't sign up for this. I really didn't. So I have the ones that I really like, and the other ones are good, too. But I just don't like to sign up to almost die. So I do my best to stick with what I know. You know what I mean? But no, I'm good, friend. I was outside all weekend like a young whippersnapper, just like a youngin'. You know, my granddaddy used to always say whippersnapper. Yeah. Look, celebrated two birthdays. Shout out to the Virgos. It's Virgo season. Jade Flower Foster, Woot Woot, and Asha Boom Santee. Little shout outs to the Virgos, or some of the Virgos in my life. It's a bunch of them, actually. I just really didn't know until I knew, or just really didn't like know what the characteristics of a Virgo were. You know what I mean? So shout out to them. I also went to an art all night event, but we'll touch on that later. You know, we're going to be talking about centering joy and love in a time of hate. So we'll touch on that later. But, you know, the city is still under siege. You got armed soldiers posted up everywhere. ISIS is roaming the streets. They were like down the street from me this morning. Craziness. I had to tell my neighbor. I was like, you might not want to go down there. I don't know if they still down there, but the ring said ISIS is down the block. Anywho, you got racist and homophobic rhetoric spewed left and right all over the country. We have air quote Christian nationalists continuing to side with the far right. We have xenophobia, we have misogyny, so on and so forth. But in light of all of that madness, sometimes we need a reminder that Jesus can be your help or your creator, whoever whatever higher power you choose to lean on. Always remember that they are your help. We don't have to do this thing alone. We do not. And sometimes we need a reminder. So we're going to go ahead and get into our first sermonic selection tonight. Jesus is My Help, Throwback by Hezekiah Walker. Let's hit it.
Yeah.
Hezekiah Walker. That came out 1997. I was 15 years old. You know, just a young whippersnapper like I thought I was this weekend. You know what I'm saying? I remember singing that in youth choir, just being so excited to be in youth choir. the young adult choir. It was like the children's choir, and then you graduated to the young adult choir. You were somebody when you was in the young adult choir. But I remember when Hezekiah came out, and he had the whole place rocking. So that's always a special place in my heart to hear Jesus is my help, and a good reminder to lean into Creator and not be so consumed with all of the things of the world, this wild, wild world. Yo, we want you to join the conversation. Let us know how you're censoring joy and love these days. Give us a call at 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Was you in the youth choir, in the young adult choir, Jay?
Was definitely in the youth choir and young adult choir. Could not wait to leave the youth choir to join the young, because they had robes. We didn't have robes. We had that little, I don't know what it was.
Like you wear black and white, wear black bottoms, white top or something like that.
Exactly. And then it was, I wanted the robe. We were at St. John's Baptist Church in South Carolina. I will never forget. And they had these really amazing red and white robes. I cannot wait.
You know,
for the baton to be passed.
Absolutely. And then, you know, you had to make a grand entrance. You know what I'm saying? You had to do the little side rock side to side. Y'all was going to lift your hands or do a little dip.
Yes.
I walked in. The procession was everything.
Yo, I was so excited. I was excited about that. But my favorite thing at church during that time period was our senior choir.
Okay.
Because they didn't use instruments. Like, they were solidly old school stomping, clapping.
Wow.
Rocked the church in a way that let me know ancestors were there. Like, you felt them in the room. So it was always a pleasure.
Absolutely. That sounds like an experience, doing an Acapulco, you know, stomping and with the tambourines or whatever. You got, you know, somebody humming and whatnot.
Yes. So it was an amazing experience. I will never forget. Yes, love the baton pass that happens from youth to adulthood that goes on in the church, yo.
Absolutely. Shout out to the extraness of Black folks. You know, say we gonna walk in and all clap on the right side. What?
Yes,
indeed. So yeah, no, I was saying our all night that happened this past weekend. I'm so grateful for how DC has these like free festivals, free cultural events, free music events all over all times of the year. But our all night is something that has been a staple for a good long time. And it's so many things happening in each of the 8 wards of the city. And I kind of feel like it needs to be like 2 weeks long. Like, you know, and like, how am I going to go to all these things? Jay, you had stops on stops on stops. You know,
I did.
You know,
it was a lot, yeah. But it was amazing. And then it kind of pulled away some of the heaviness of occupation in the city.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of felt good to, like, you know, kind of be out, seeing people out, seeing the art. It was a wild experience. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know people have been kind of like chilling, like I know the restaurants and some businesses have been suffering since the occupation, because people are just not trying to deal with the extraness. Nobody's trying to be around all of that, or nobody wants to have to explain where, you know, to get their drivers, like, where you from, what, never mind. You know what I'm saying? But I'm grateful that people still came out and got their whole lives at Art All Night and the exhibitions and the music shows and the art and the cultural portions of it all, you know what I'm saying? Because like you said, it just lightened it up. Like, it's so much going on in DC and in America, you know, hence this episode being about centering joy and love as opposed to talking about all that other stuff that's happening. So
yeah. And next week we have H Street Festival. Don't forget.
Ooh, absolutely.
Yeah, next Saturday, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, be back outside next week.
Back outside. I said, let me rest up this week.
Yes. And,
you know, but this is a new addition to DC, to Art All Night. We have Dine All Night, and it lasts until the 1st of October. So I believe there'll be restaurants that are open a little bit later.
Oh,
so
nice.
You can enjoy their fare and just have a good time. You know, maybe they can recoup some of that money that they've been losing since it's been the occupation of DC. You know, so I think that's an amazing thing, like just highlighting local restaurateurs and local cuisines. And you just hop from one to one. And shout out to a restaurant week just happened not too long ago too.
I definitely
went out to a couple spots to try to support.
I tried a new brunch spot Saturday, Ada's on the Water, and it was in Old Town. It was really nice because the weather was cooperating very nicely to be outside on the water.
Absolutely.
Really good vibes, really good food.
Yeah. So, you know, the DMV loves a good brunch too. You know, that's what we do. We love a brunch.
Yes.
We love a brunch.
We make it special.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So y'all if you want to check out Dine All Night, check out the website, just Google it. You know what I mean? You'll find it on the Google.
H Street Festival. Make sure you look it up. Check it out.
Absolutely. Support the city.
Down there.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hopefully the weather will cooperate. It hasn't been as hot. Like it's random. Like it'll be one hot day and then the rest is like upper 70s, 50 in the morning. Like,
yeah, it's supposed to rain tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Okay.
So just look out for that. If you had any outdoor plans, you might have to switch it up, you know.
Right. Bring it on inside.
Yes. Yeah. Bring it inside.
Bring your umbrella, you know, your rain jacket. Oh yeah.
Yes. Are you thinking about Halloween? Because I have been seeing a lot of people already preparing. Have you been seeing? I've been seeing door decorations and it's already the folks.
You know, every year things start earlier. You know, advertisement for the holidays, quote unquote, start earlier and earlier and earlier. I did see somebody's yard decked out with some skeletons and skulls and whatnot. The bestie yesterday did ask me. She said Halloween's on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, so you try and dress up and do something? I'm like, well, actually, yeah. Actually, because speaking of Halloween, like when I didn't trick or treat growing up. We was good old Christians. You know, it was trunk or treat, you know, or the bonanza, fall bonanza at the church. In the fellowship hall, down in the basement, under the sanctuary. You know what I mean? I only really trick-or-treated when I became an adult and could do things on my own.
I remember it was a time that my mother, I feel like she wanted us to experience it, but I do remember watch night service happening on Halloween. So we would be basically locked up in the church until... Because I was partially in Detroit, and they had a thing in Detroit called Devil's Night, which would happen on the 30th.
Oh.
Yeah, so it would be like young people throwing egg in people's cars and toilet paper in people's houses and stuff like that. So it was a real, real thing. You can actually look it up, because I think they did a documentary on it, because it was special to and unique to the city of Detroit.
Detroit's own purge or whatever. Like, what? Yes. You get to be crazy and tear somebody's mess up. Like, what?
Yeah, it got real serious around there. And so then I remember, the 31st in the city exactly when we would trick or treat. My mother would try to take us out to, you know, where it was nice and stuff like that. So
yeah, Yeah, so I'm excited. I like to get like the full body costumes, and it's just I like go out there and just dance around, just be silly. I'm silly anyway, so you know, just do the robot in a Gumby costume. Like, can you imagine that? Like,
that's funny. Last Halloween, I had the chicken suit.
Okay,
like I was a chicken, and I actually went to Prescription Chicken, and they took a picture of me and put me on their Instagram.
Nice, whole celebrity.
Oh yes,
whole mascot
for the good old chicken.
How about it? But yeah, man, a lot of good stuff coming up in DC. Yes. Want to take us, we can go ahead that next Sermonic Selection. Speaking of DC things.
Why not?
Absolutely.
I don't know about you, but I've had all kinds of friends in my life. I think I've been right down that road with you.
Yeah, I had some so-called friends.
Yes.
When trouble came, they went the other way.
Tell me about it.
But one thing I'm glad about, that ain't a friend like the lonely Jesus.
No.
Well,
no.
Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. took my feet out of my rig bed. They played Shell Mouth for my rock Tuesday. Like my Jesus. But they do me like my Jesus. He's my friend. Yes, he's my friend. Jesus is my friend. Jesus is my friend. He's a friend in me. He's my friend. Until the end now. You see, took my feet out of the poppy bed. Place him up on the rock and stay. Said he took my feet on the ground. Place him up on the rock and stay. Jesus is my friend. 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 He's a friend indeed.
That was Chuck Brown with Can't Nobody Do Me Like Jesus. Another way DC centers joy and love is the creation of community events celebrating the things that makes us DC. Natives like Mambo Sauce, our accent Merlin, Earn instead of Aaron, our style and go-go music, which brings me to Mochella. But before we get into Mochella, I believe we have a caller.
We have a caller, yes. Caller, what's your name? Where you from?
John Pauletta, how you doing?
Hello.
Sister Sunshine, how are you? So look here, thank you all for your work, of course. Harmonic selections, yeah. But Gayle time, too, yeah.
Bless.
Just thought in that Jay Foster has a birthday. Jay Foster, when your birthday right through here? When it is, can you be specific?
Oh, Jay Flowers' birthday was September 10th.
10? Okay. Happy birthday. I pray you have more healthy and happy ones, of course.
Excellent. We will pass the message on to Jay Flower. Thank you so much for your love and your listenership. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much. You all continue being strong. It's very, very lovely to hear Black lesbians in church being just that, Black and lesbian in church. Thank you.
Yes, respect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
All right, now. Love that. It feels good to be a Black lesbian and in church, you know?
Yes. Right? Was always one. Didn't know it, though.
How about it? How about it? Oh, we blowing up tonight. We blowing up tonight. Caller, what's your name and where you from?
Yes, awesome, Rita. I'm from D.C.
Hey. What's up, awesome?
What's going on? I just wanted to add to the conversation. That was it, you know? What's going
on? Come on, add. Please. How do you center joy and love in these crazy times?
Yeah, no, I think it's just about being intentional. I definitely do not watch the news all the time. Mm. I'm very intentional about that because it can be super overwhelming. Like, just, yeah, emotionally overwhelming. So I do have to like program and be very intentional about, okay, this is the day that I'm going to catch up on the news. Mm. And you know what I'm saying? Like, my mind is prepared to be emotionally overwhelmed. Like, it's, but mentally I'm ready for whatever I'm getting ready to get myself into, whatever news that I'm about to, you know, be fed. I'm mentally prepared for it, but I cannot do it every single day. Like, I can't. And I know I'm missing a whole lot of information as it comes out. But for me, the way that my mentality is built right now, I can't do it. But yeah, just being intentional about that and just like having good music and surrounding yourself with good people, your tribe, you know, yes. Like that are going to take your mind off of it, and it's just going to be joy, pure joy. I saw pure joy yesterday at a birthday party, you know, nice. That I think we all were in attendance to. but it was just pure joy that I saw out of Boone's face every time that door swung out and she had another basket or batch of fish that she was getting ready to put on the grill. But that was joy. And that, just seeing her and being around that space and again, being intentional about creating the space, is very, very powerful. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I agree with all you said, compadre.
Around the waters for me and my compadre.
For me and my compadres. Around of agua. For me and my compadres.
Yeah, and no, you said a real thing. It's like knowing your boundaries and knowing your capacity to what you can take and still feel good and still feel uplifted. You know what I mean? You don't have to take in everything all at once, all at the same time. You know, you could be selective about what you intake, what you put into your mind, so that you could make it, because it's wild. It's really wild out here. And sometimes it's too much.
I agree with you, because I really believe that they are trying to melt your brain. Like, at this point, what they put in the media is literally trying to melt your brain. So, yes, I am with you wholeheartedly on being very intentional when you can consume that nonsense, yo.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling, awesome Rita. Appreciate you. What part of DC you calling from? Where you at?
I'm all over. I'm all over, but no, I'm calling right now from Southeast. You know, the heart of the heart. Yes, Southside all day. You know what I mean?
Outside.
You know, shout out KMJ, Southside.
Shout out to Southside. Thank you for calling. Enjoy.
Thank you. Evening.
Yes, y'all have a good show.
Love you. All right, now, thank you.
Peace.
I think we're going to go to the break, Jay. Let's go ahead and go to the break.
Let's do it.
It's about time. You listen to the Fellowship Hall, a sanctuary for queer folks, a part of the Inside Out Collective on WPFW 89 FM. We're talking about centering joy and love in these hateful times. If you want to join the conversation after the break, give us a call at 202-588-0893. We'll be right back with more after the station break.
I'm Jackie Lukeman, chairperson of the Black Alliance for Peace Coordinating Committee, with an editorial. Donald Trump imposed federal control of the Metropolitan Police Department and deployed the National Guard in Washington, D.C. under the pretext of public safety. This follows his March 2025 executive order establishing the Safe and Beautiful Task Force aimed at addressing crime in D.C. and after the Secure D.C. Omnibus Bill was passed, the latest in Democrat crime laws that have devastated marginalized communities, particularly Black, African, working class, and youth. Now Trump goes further and invokes law and order to justify military occupation. Militarized domestic occupation that advances as the U.S. and the West deepen their support for the Zionist genocide in Gaza, while they normalize repression of the global masses struggling against and resisting them. We must confront the colonial capitalist structures and oppressive class rule that made all of this possible. We must fight Trump's authoritarianism, but we must also fight Democrat tough-on-crime criminalization of poverty and dissent. And we must fight for a future where safety is not imposed by militarization, but built through structures of popular democracy, peace, social justice, and collective liberation. The Black Alliance for Peace says, end the colonial occupation of Washington, D.C. No justice, no peace, no compromise, no retreat. The full statement can be found at blackallianceforpeace.com/BAP statements. This has been Jackie Lukeman, chairperson of the Black Alliance for Peace Coordinating Committee, with an editorial.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Fellowship Hall, a sanctuary for queer folks, a part of Inside Out Collective on WPFW 89.3 FM. We're talking about centering joy and love during these hateful, hateful times. We just kind of touched on Mochella. We're going to talk about Mochella as a cultural movement and a series of protests in Washington, D.C. that began in 2019 to support go-go music, protest gentrification, and preserve Black culture in the city. So we had the Shea apartment building residents that complained about the go-go music playing on the corner of Georgia and Florida Avenue. Do you remember that, Defo?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Some of the most gentrified activities that I've, like, good grief. So we all know that D.C. was one of the fastest gentrified cities in America when the boom started, maybe like, what, 20 years ago or something like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they built the new building. The music is playing all the time. They was playing while they was building the building. They was playing while the building was finished, while you visited the apartment, while you took your little walkabout. And then folks want to live in there and then try to change the flavor of the area. And that's crazy.
And it makes no sense, because most of the time the people move to the area for the culture, for the vibe. And they love being in the city and coming and going and the brunching and all the things or whatever. And then when it displeases,
right, they move to the suburbs.
They want to switch things up. They want to change, you know, how things are being done. And so, yeah, the answer would be you can move back.
Yeah, it's like, it's the city.
It's the city. That's the whole point of being in the city, is for the vibrancy and the culture.
Absolutely.
And things like that. So Mochella was named from the local slang Mo and the festival Coachella. The event serves as a platform for political messaging and community mobilization. Though it has faced trademark challenges from the Coachella Music Festival, I guess.
Right. Yes, Coachella. Ain't nobody think about y'all when they say Mochella. We know what we're thinking about.
Yes. So Don't Mute DC was one of the big things that Mochella brought to the attention of DC when, you know, they were trying to suppress the go-go music that was being played in the Shaw neighborhood. community uplift. It aims to preserve the unique Black culture of DC and provide a voice for community issues, including gentrification, cultural intersection. The movement serves as a platform for cultural experiences and political messaging.
Absolutely. So shout out to Mochella and the creator, Yadia. Yadia? I think that's how you say my man's name. Pardon me.
But, okay.
You know, yeah. DC is always finding a way to celebrate joy and culture and music and life and love. And we have some tips for you from the Googles that tell you how to participate in self-care, how to keep your mind awesome. Definitely touched on it when she called in. But, you know, as you're dealing with all of these things that are going on in our current situation and our current reality throughout the city, throughout the country, throughout the world, it's important that you take time to take care of yourself so that you're maintaining your sanity, maintaining your empathy, maintaining your kindness, so that you can be your best self while taking care of yourself. So shout out to, I know, Jay, you were talking about earlier, like you been in the gym, taking them boxing classes, like focus on your physical health, move around, come up with a gym routine, prioritize sleep, and eat good. You know what I'm saying? Eat nutritiously. These are things that can help you stay sane and keep your mind during these times. Staying active, it helps keep your mind off of all the craziness that's going on, and it clears out that noise so that you can focus on improving yourself and your mental state. Yeah. What else? What else we got?
Some things that you do, Dapo, to center joy.
Yeah. What I do? Absolutely that. I definitely have been creating a routine of going to the gym. You know, it's really helping out. You know, as I age, my body's getting different. Things are poking out more than they used to. And, you know, food is staying and on me longer than it used to. You know, I'm embracing my new body. I'm also starting to be more active than I used to be because it just happened. I didn't have to go to the gym or whatever, but I'm finding that it is helping calm my mind. So absolutely boxing classes, walking, going out in nature, being with my community, people that love me, you know, just kickbacks, birthday parties. Like, I'm going to drive to Baltimore if it's your birthday. I know it's like, if it's your birthday, make some noise. That's why I just, anywho. But no, I'm gonna go the hour and 15 drive in rush hour to your birthday, because life is a gift and I love you and I can't wait to break bread and celebrate with you, because that brings me joy and it's community. You know what I'm saying? So dancing, I like to dance all night at 18th Street Lounge on Saturday. Got to have the time of my life.
Don't tell me.
I know.
I was so hype about it.
I know. You the reason why I was like, oh, right. I know about it.
I was so hype about it, yo.
I know. But, you know, shout out to Josh Sonic. But, yeah, just doing, that's how I try to keep my mind together. And also, like, practicing mindfulness and meditation, or, like, journaling. Things like that. Meditation looks different for different people. It doesn't necessarily have to be so rigid as to like, oh, you're sitting with your legs crossed. You light some incense, you put on some, it doesn't have to look like that. It looks different for everybody, but just mindfulness and journaling and sitting with myself definitely helps.
But isn't that, I feel like that's like a byproduct of capitalism, because meditation is so natural to us. We do it naturally. And the fact that everyone now seems to think they have to find a secret sauce to do it is amazing to me.
That part.
I cannot believe it. It is such a natural part of who we are. I feel that the fact that so many people think that they have to go through so many hoops to get there. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Byproduct of capitalism.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And just being still is a meditation. Taking a walk in nature is meditation. Watching the birds is meditation.
Breathing is definitely.
yeah, absolutely. And practicing gratitude, you and I both know, we reiterated this whole time, like, it's a lot going on in the world. And the more you focus on that negativity, the more it brings you down into a dark space. So if you could be intentional about practicing gratitude, finding things that are right, recognizing your blessings, recognizing the love that is in your life, recognizing all the things that you do have and not focusing on what you don't, like, it really lifts your spirit and it keeps you more in tune with your creator, your provider, whomever you choose to believe in. You know what I mean? So definitely practicing gratitude, because who wants to stay complaining whole time?
I completely agree with you. And I don't want to not say that, you know, people are going through some really tough times right now. So no one's saying that you need to spiritually bypass and pretend that, you know, what is reality for a lot of folks is not actually happening.
Absolutely.
But so to center your own sanity and your own health, you sometimes have to step away. You do have to step away and take care of yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that brings us to our next sermonic selection. This song is perfect and it always uplifts me. One of the verses or the lyrics is, never letting me forget that I've got myself to remind me of love, my mind and my heart, I believe in above. We checking out Frankie Beverly and May's Happy Feelings right now on the Fellowship Hall on WPFW.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Happy feeling, feel that happy feeling. myself. You remind me of love. I've got my mind and my heart, yeah. And I believe in above and these happy feelings.
Ooh, that happy feeling.
I'll spread them all over the world. These happy feelings, yeah.
Is the Fellowship Call, a part of Inside Out Collective. And that was Happy Feelings by Frankie Beverly and Maze. And we're talking about centering joy and love during these hateful times. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us how you center joy and love at 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893.
Lastly, we want to shout out Hispanic Heritage Month. Shout out to that and highlight Rumba Queer, creating a space to celebrate Latin dancing in the queer community. Check them out for more info and events on IG @RUMBAQueerDC. Yo, thank y'all so much for listening and calling in. Remember to center joy and love on yourself. And we're just grateful that you spent the time with us today. This happens every third Monday. It's the Fellowship Hall. We love y'all.
Much love.
Much love.
All right, all right. Put your hands together in this place. Let's get on the car. Leave all your problems on the outside. To be consumed with the Holy Ghost fire. Open up your mouth and lift the name of Jesus high and say,
are you ready for your blessing?
Are you ready?
get your praise on. Child of life, been crushing your own week long. If you don't have a reason to praise him, let me give you one. He gave you a brand new mercy with the rising of the sun. Say, hey, hey. Are you ready?
WPFW, your station for jazz and justice, is seeking a leader to serve as WPFW's next general manager. We are looking for someone with strong managerial skills, a commitment to independent media, an appreciation for African American culture and history, and a passion for community service. The general manager will guide WPFW's mission, oversee an extraordinary group of staff and volunteers, and help build the future of this listener-supported community treasure. If you are ready to lead with creativity, integrity, and vision, we want to hear from you. To apply or learn more, visit hr@pacifica.org.
The Can I Kick It outdoor summer movie series presented by Shaolin Jazz is back and is coming to Southeast D.